A to the K.
Hello, bonjour, voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? Welcome to the A to the K Wrestling Show's Backlash France match card predictions. Now, we already know Cody Rhodes is going to be defending his title against either AJ Styles or LA Knight. This video comes out before that match to determine on what contender has taken place, but it's got to be AJ Styles, unless they do some kind of triple threat. Our money is on Cody versus AJ. There's history there. They can lean into the whole Bullet Club thing, the whole Japan thing. And, you know, AJ's a heel. Cody's a babyface. So it kind of makes the most sense. LA Knight, obviously, cool for him to be around the main title picture at the moment. You know, you can definitely admit that he's earned it over the last couple of months. But I just don't see him really being around it in the very near future. So I think we may see him drop back down the card a little bit more towards the United States Championship. But I think AJ would be a very good first foil for Cody Rhodes. And obviously no one's expecting Cody to lose the belt at all anytime soon. So yeah, a good, you know, big name to add to Cody's first title defense. And where will it go from here? That all remains to be seen. Another match which has been confirmed for the event, we have Damian Priest taking on Jey Uso. I mean, yeah, interesting this one. Main event, Jey Uso obviously stunk out the joint at WrestleMania, so interested that he's now in the main title picture. You know, obviously should have been Drew, but too soon for it to be Drew. He's got the whole CM Punk situation to deal with, and we'll come on to that in a little bit as well, but Damian Priest, similar kind of story. We don't expect Damian to be losing the title anytime soon against anybody, let alone Jey Uso. So, yes, Damian Priest expected to retain here. And, let's see where Jimmy Uso ends up after this main event. Next, what happened on Raw was bloody awesome. Chad Gable turning heel, German suplexing the crap out of Sami Zayn after their match. And yeah, there's been kind of rumors of Chad Gable teaming up with the Creed brothers and things like that. I, of course, want Chad Gable to be the Intercontinental Champion. I was very annoyed at what happened, what went down at WrestleMania. Not only the fact that it should have been Gunther versus Gable, but the fact that Sami was the one to dethrone Gunther. So yeah, not the happiest of folks, but I would love this to be going to Chad Gable here, but I expect another rematch to happen at the pay-per-view. And yeah, I don't expect Gable to pick up the win, but let's see how the next couple of weeks unfold, and let's see how we can expect that to go down. Our other prediction for Backlash is going to be the Kabuki Warriors defending the SmackDown, the tag team, women's tag team titles, against Bianca and Jade. And I do expect a title change here as well. Obviously, Jade just come up. She's an absolute star. Maybe they don't want to give her so much exposure to just put her on a singles run straight away. So by teaming her up with Bianca and helping her get some reps in, you know, front of the WWE crowd and things like that, I think would be a very good decision. Obviously, could ultimately lead to a bit of a backstory between these to maybe see them down the line at you know, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Bianca and Jade. I think that's a match everybody would love to see. So this could very much lay the groundwork there. Former tag team champions, now enemies, that kind of thing. But yeah, I think with Io losing the belt, obviously the Kabuki Warriors still holding on to some titles. Yeah, maybe not for very much longer, let's put it that way. But I expect to see this match, and I expect new tag team champs. Speaking of the woman who dethroned Io Sky at WrestleMania, Bayley. So she is giving a title opportunity to Naomi, but Naomi defeated Tiffany Stratton beforehand as well. I would love to see some sort of triple threat action here. I think Tiffany has very much earned it. She has been killing it on the main roster. Absolute star. And I think she would not look out of place in the kind of main event women's title scene. We saw an epic shift that she put in at the Elimination Chamber. So absolutely, I think let's, again, Bayley probably not going to lose a title so soon after WrestleMania. So yeah, let's get Naomi in there. Let's get Tiffany in there, and let's, yeah, get Bayley the win. Whether or not it's Naomi or Tiffany who takes the loss remains to be seen, but this is a match I firmly expect to see. Which then brings us on to the SmackDown Tag Team Championships, A Town Down Under. I don't think you could have a show in France without Montreal-born Kevin Owens there as well. And Randy Orton just come back. He's kind of not really got much on his plate now after the whole US title thing. So Kevin Owens, Randy Orton teaming up, trying to take down A-Town Down Under. And again, who knows what's going to happen with these SmackDown championships now. They've obviously split them up. So yeah, maybe we'll start to see more frequent title changes on the likes of tag team titles and longer runs to, you know, the likes of the world titles and things like that. But I would not be surprised if you get new tag team champions here as well. But I firmly expect some sort of tag match like this to take place at the event. Which then brings us to the unfortunate news of Rhea Ripley's injury in their feud with Liv Morgan. Now, I believe they've said they're going to crown a new champion on Raw. Whether or not that happens, I'm not too sure. I think Liv obviously needs to be in the picture for that. And I think Nia Jax is kind of in the picture there as well. But let's just remind you, the man herself, she's already said everyone was expecting her to be taking time off. She's on the UK tour. Maybe she isn't taking time off after all. Maybe they're pivoting a little bit here. Maybe just as we think, Liv Morgan is going to be the one to take the belt until Rhea comes back. Who knows? Maybe Becky Lynch will be involved as well. We get some sort of triple threat and it goes a different direction. Which lastly brings us on to what do you do with Drew McIntyre? Again, from the UK, from Europe. So you would expect to see him have some involvement around the whole France side of things. But I don't think CM Punk's going to be cleared in time for a match, nor do I think Backlash will be the place to do it. But we may get some sort of thing here. Maybe Drew takes on the likes of Finn Balor to get revenge, you know, on the Judgment Day. Maybe, obviously, Sheamus is back. We know them two like to put on a good banger. Maybe we get something there as well. And CM Punk continues to reign on Drew's parade, gets involved somehow, cost him the match, that kind of thing. But those are our Backlash France predictions. Let us know in the comments. Do you agree? Do you disagree? And, you know, until next time, we will say au revoir.